A former Ontario resident wants the province to rename part of Highway 11 after the late music legend Gordon Lightfoot. Arthur James Plumpton tells Beta Day that his original request to Premier Ford proposed renaming Highway 400. However, Plumpton says that idea is still in lengthy, and to date, inconclusive study at the Ministry of Transportation. So he has changed the request to Highway 11, from Barrie to North Bay, hoping to rename it the Gordon Lightfoot Highway, or the Lightfoot Way. Plumpton argues the change reflects that Lightfoot's remarkable music output, already well recognized, contained several pieces that are veritable odes to Canada, and what Ontario and the entire country meant for him, physically and philosophically. Gordon Lightfoot merits special recognition from his home province, he says. I have been joined by 28 other supporters of the request that I made to the Premier of Ontario to rename Highway 400, which was acknowledged by his office on May 8 and then submitted as recommended to the Ministry of Transportation, subsequently slightly revised to request a part of Highway 11 or a part of Highway 400 be named in honor of Gordon Lightfoot, in particular for his contribution via his music in expressing what is Canada, its identity, character and values. Better than naming it for a famous politician, methinks. In his letter to Ford, Plumpton writes, "We request that the Ontario government undertake measures to honour this exceptional and internationally recognised Ontarian from Orillia, by renaming either Highway 400, or a portion of Highway 11 from Barrie through Orillia to North Bay, as the Gordon Lightfoot Highway. The benefits of such a dedication for the people of Ontario and Canada are evident," he says. There are not many persons who have contributed a sense and pride of place and influenced fellow Canadians as much as the late Gordon Lightfoot. Plumpton admits his efforts so far have been slowed by the Ministry of Transportation, which he says is cumbersome to deal with, and telling him he will be responsible for all costs associated with the manufacturing, installation and maintenance of the signs if approval is granted by the ministry. He feels that's unfair, pointing out that the highway between Thunder Bay and Nipigon has since been named the Terry Fox Courage Highway, and a portion of the 401 has been renamed the Highway of Heroes, with the province shouldering those costs. The Ministry of Transportation does not rename its provincial highways, however, there is a ministry process that allows for the dedication of sections of a highway. Highway dedications are intended to posthumously acknowledge individuals and groups who have contributed to the health, welfare and prosperity of Ontarians, and to honor the sacrifice of those who have lost their lives serving the people of Ontario or the nation, says Senior Issues Advisor Rena Dar. Plumpton, whose favorite Lightfoot song is Canadian Railroad Trilogy, has a lot of work ahead of him. The ministry requires him to get a council resolution from each municipality and First Nation that the highway passes through supporting the highway dedication, as well as agreement from all MPPs along the route. He was great at contributing to the Canadian identity, Plumpton concludes, adding he welcomes comments at aplumpton@simpatico.ca. People would love to drive along the highway, listening to his songs and thinking about what it means to be Canadian and what the country is all about. Hear Lightfoot's Canadian Railroad Trilogy below.